WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Northbound and southbound lanes of Highway 6 at Tabor Road were closed for 5.5 hours last night after a major collision, which resulted in one death. According to the Bryan Police report, a Jeep Compass was traveling northbound exiting at Tabor Road when a Ford F-150 truck traveling the wrong direction on the exit ramp struck the Jeep head on. The driver of the Jeep, 53-year-old Maria Canelaria Ramirez of Bryan, died on the way to the hospital. The driver of the truck, 46-year-old Robert Spurger of Bryan, was arrested for intoxication manslaughter and is currently being treated at a local hospital. Questions asked at last night's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum of those running for Bryan mayor included the city's place in workforce training for those who don't want to go to college. Andrew Nelson referred to co-chairing a committee of the Research Valley Partnership that recently completed a survey on the subject.
We're actually going to be getting a proposal that actually may have come today. I hope it did from Blinn. We want to look at that. We're excited about it. We're also open to having a community college. We're going to go through that evaluation and selection process over the next 60 days and make a recommendation the community.
Mary Kay Moore says vocational training is a subject that has come up while campaigning.
I believe we need to look first and foremost to the resources that we do have, and that would be Blinn and our high schools. So certainly the city needs to be a partner in that process and bring everyone to the table.
You can hear comments from last night's forum online at WTAW.com. Next August is the start of the Bryan School District's realignment plan for kindergarten through eighth grade students. Four building principals now know their assignments following school board action last night. They are Justin Smith at Sam Rayburn and Cody Satterfield at Jane Long, which become fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools, and Shannon McGeehee at Davila and Brandon J. Rowe at Stephen F. Austin, which will become seventh and eighth grade middle schools. The board has not acted on next year's principals at Bryan's elementary schools, which will become kindergarten through fourth grade buildings. There are two videos online at WTAW.com of suspects accused of multiple vehicle burglaries early yesterday morning. Eight burglaries occurred off Skrivanik Drive off East 29th Street and 10 in the area of Rustling Oaks. If you recognize any of the men in the videos or have any information, you're asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The Texas A&M Faculty Senate supports the granting of a posthumous degree for Mary Carmen Quiros Octaviano, a senior genetics major who was murdered by her boyfriend in September. Department head Gregory Reinhardt says Mary Carmen was in good standing with the Department of Biochemistry and Biophysics.
It's a gesture to the family, primarily. She was in good standing in her last semester. She was on track to graduate in December. So, we just felt that given how close she was to finishing that, and since there was this mechanism available, that it would be appropriate in this case.
Reinhardt says it is a small consolation for the tragedy that occurred, but he hopes it will bring a measure of pride to her family. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Be a part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. Groundshuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sunshine develops today. It's an unusually warm day with a high of 90 to 95. We could set a new record for the date. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight. May have some areas of fog after midnight. Warm tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and breezy Thursday, but it's also a whole lot cooler. Highs on Thursday, only around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags play number one Alabama this weekend, but SEC game times have also been released for October 29th when the Ags host New Mexico State. We'll hear from Big 12 Board of Directors Chairman David Boren on their decision to pass on the recently proposed expansion. In the NFL, it's looking like Dak Prescott's job as the starter for the Cowboys is getting more and more secure, at least for their next game, as coach Jason Garrett doesn't expect Tony Romo to be at practice this week. And in the American League Championship Series, Cleveland's win yesterday puts them at a 3-0 advantage over Toronto. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, got that. So how do we feel about spiders?
Oh, nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Nope. All right.
That's like one of that's like my thing. Like,
okay. Oh, that right. Your thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now
I'm fascinated by them, but I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want them on me.
If they're really small, they don't bother me.
Okay.
But if they get to be the size of,
yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Or anything bigger than anything bigger than small. Right.
Right.
Okay. But I mean, now is it generally just that way, or just if they're in your house or in your car or something like that?
Anywhere,
okay.
All the time.
All right. Okay.
Whoa. I hate it when they're in the car because, you know.
Then you're trying to drive and you're
sure.
Like, you don't know
you're
where
checking
it
that.
Is.
Okay. Well, I mean, so have you ever heard that you're always within 3 feet of a spider?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, because that's been a thing out there that they've said for years. And
really?
Yeah.
Must have missed that one.
Well, I'm sorry. A quick scan of the internet suggests that this myth can be stated many ways. For instance, you're within 6 feet, you're within 3 feet, whatever. But you get the point. Spiders are always close.
Mm-hmm.
I do know the one about like swallowing so many in a lifetime.
Oh, that's interesting. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like in your sleep, you swallow like the average person, I guess, swallows 8 spiders in their lifetime.
Okay. Well, this myth has been submitted to the Mythbusters as one of the things that the show would tackle.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Yahoo Answers has the question out there as well. So, I mean, there are a whole lot of places to find it, but basically, this guy wrote an article. His name is Chris Buttle. He wrote an article that said that generally, I mean, as long as you're in a regular area, not like Antarctica, that there is a spider within 6 feet of you.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yep.
But, I mean, to tell you that and then find this out, if you're already scared of spiders, you're not going to like this. A new study published last week in Current Biology found that spiders, specifically a species of, oh, Chelsea, you're going to love this, jumping spiders.
Oh.
Okay?
Excellent.
Yeah. Not just the ones that wander around. They jump.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear sounds further than 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, scientists believed that spiders that don't have eardrums could only sense vibrations in the air a few centimeters away. But phys.org says that researchers at Cornell University accidentally discovered this heretofore unknown ability thanks to a squeaky lab chair. Now, that's what I like. You got this institution of higher learning doing research, and a squeaky lab chair tells you that the spider can hear.
I've got another one for you.
That is a scientific fact.
That's right. Yes. They were doing neural recordings of a spider's brain to study its sense of sight when they noticed that the neurons firing in response to the chair, the same neurons would fire in response to clapping up to 16 feet away.
What a smart little guy.
The researchers have since gone on to find similar abilities in at least five other species of spider, and they believe many others have similar capabilities as well. So it wasn't just a random spider in the lab.
So when I scream, it'll hear
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, perfect. So that makes me feel so much better about all of this.
Here, look. Basically, they don't want to interact with you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not. But I figured I'd make you feel better if I said
good
that.
Good try. Thanks.
I don't think that you don't think about spiders as really being aggressive toward people because we're a whole lot bigger than they are, and we can carry around rolled up newspapers,
right? So. Mm-hmm. And shoes.
I think what you're really feeling, Chelsea, is the heebie-jeebies.
You nailed that one, Brad.
Is it safe to say you have not seen the movie Arachnophobia?
Correct.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Yeah.
That scene in Harry Potter where all the spiders come out of the forest.
Oh, okay.
I haven't
seen that. But
it's like Ron. Ron hates spiders.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so there they are.
All right. All my Potterheads out there know what I'm talking about.
Well, but you know, the thing is, they're amazing at what they do. I mean, you consider walking through a spider web,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the worst. It's the worst.
All of a sudden, you become
especially
the best dancer in the world.
4 o'clock in the morning when it's dark and I'm trying to get to my car.
And you think about, how did that spider do that overnight? You know, from the time that
jerk.
You went in
That's
the house.
What he is.
They'll do it every night. But you know what?
They keep coming back.
Yes, right.
You say they're a jerk, but my buddy had a courteous spider.
What does that mean?
He would take his web down every morning and put it back up every night.
Okay, very nice. Yeah.
Or she. I guess it's a she, right? Most of the ones.
Pretty much, it is. Charlotte's Web, did your parents?
Yeah.
Did your mom reach
a
Charlotte's Web? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't there, huh? Just couldn't get into that. Okay. So they could be nice spiders. But anyway, spiders within 3 feet of you all the time, and now they can hear you coming. So
perfect.
All right. So obviously there was another group that had plenty of money, and they decided, because I know they were sitting around thinking, you know, we have never measured the empathic qualities of countries of the world. Okay. So, you know, you think about that. That empathy thing is really important because, you know, you may not be going through it, obviously, yourself, but you can feel sorry for somebody who is going through a situation that's not so good. So for the first time, scientists have ranked nations by empathy of their people.
Okay.
Now, it's interesting that they go ahead. I mean, I guess, like I said, they had money that they had to spend. They collected data from 104,365 adults across 63 countries. Okay, how many billion people we got?
Right, that is not a very big sample
what
size.
What is the population of the world? Let's Google that just so we know and we're not saying it wrong. So, but 104,365 is the number that they came up with. So,
I've got 7.125 billion.
Okay, so let's
and that was in 2013.
Okay, so let's see if we can find the percentage of 104,007.2 billion.
That's you, Brad.
What's our sample size?
Let's see.
So we can do that. You do that while I'll continue to say they did this across 63 countries. And fortunately, U.S. America did end up in the top 10.
Hey.
Good for us. Okay.
What was the sample size again?
The sample size is 104. Let's just say 104,300.
7 billion is your total.
Yeah, and 7.2 billion. I know there are people doing it in their head out there, but you know,
yeah, I'm not that smart. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, so here are your top eight because we don't do 10 countries based on empathy. Number eight is Taiwan. Number seven is U.S. America. Number six is Korea. Number five is the United Arab Emirates. Number four is Denmark. Denmark's always in there. Denmark's always in that, you know, people who feel good. Peru is number three. Number two is Saudi Arabia. And number one, for some reason, is Ecuador. So there, take that with you. The countries with the lowest empathy scores were Lithuania, Venezuela, Estonia, Poland, and Bulgaria. So there. They must have enough to feel sorry for themselves. They don't have to feel sorry for others. Did you come up with a sample size?
I'm working. I had to write it out. That's a tough problem.
Yes, I know it is. It's a lot of zeros, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Get this. 7-year-old Australian boy bought himself a pony with money that he made from his lemonade stand.
Wow.
This kid's got some drive.
Yeah.
Julia Kent of Brisbane said that her son, Sebastian, worked hard for 2 years to save up enough money for the horse. Sebastian sold lemonade, saved all his birthday, Christmas, and tooth fairy money.
Nice.
In the end, $2,000.
Wow.
Kid had $2,000.
Wow.
He shot a video of the his mom shot a video of her son getting the new pony named Tomboy for the first time.
Aww.
Could hear him say, "It's awesome. It's awesome."
Of course, you know the mom, though. She's like, "Dang it. He actually saved enough money for that dang pony.
Now we got to feed the pony. We got to have a place for the pony."
Yeah.
Now he needs to sell more lemonade to buy a saddle. But, you know, why don't they do a well, they ought to do a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
if some college kid can get beer money on Venmo, this kid can get enough money for a saddle for his pony.
Very nice. What are you doing with your life? I'm getting beer money off Venmo. Hello.
Hello. Okay, seriously, to go back to the spiders for a minute.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook group called Ant-Man's Kill, and I believe it's run by Texas A&M entomologists, and it is a great place to go to for identification and information. It's wonderful. It's helped me get over my phobia.
Okay, now tell us again what the website is.
Ant-Man's Hill.
Hill, H-I-L-L, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ant-Man Hill?
Ant-Man's Hill.
Okay, .org, .com, do we know?
So it's a Facebook page.
Facebook,
oh, Facebook,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I got you. Okay, yeah. And so now you're over it. You're cured? No more arachnophobia?
Not over it, but I can know what we have around us and understand that there are none that are going to come out and grab me in the middle of the night.
There you go. That you
Chelsea?
Know that should be Chelsea. Thank you. Okay. But you know, have you ever looked at a garden spider? Those things are amazing. You know, the great big ones.
Banana. Is that banana spiders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, huge.
You know, something that's pretty cool that an old neighbor taught me was if it's at night and you take a flashlight and you just kind of shine it out into a field, you'll see all these little sparkly things. And
they're spiders.
If you walk straight up to them, that's their eyes sparkling in the light.
No, get out of here.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
We did it like three times.
See through your soul.
Okay. A fight over a public school's toilet paper supply has broken out in a small town in Spain. The elementary school south of Madrid recently sent out a list of supplies that students needed for class this year. Among the pens and notes and erasers, you'd expect to see that. The unexpected item, 6 rolls of toilet paper. One parent complained on her Facebook page that the requirement was totally surreal. She said the school told her it didn't have enough money for toilet paper. Local hall the local town hall has offered some money for that, but there was a shortage. Now, and I think I've heard about this in America that schools have done this before. I don't know, but you know, I suppose it's obviously it's a necessity as much as erasers and pencils would be. So
I mean, if everybody brings a roll from home, then you know you'll have plenty for you know at least a semester.
And then you can use the tubes for arts and crafts later.
Yeah. Or they make dirters.
The what?
Dirters.
What are dirters?
Well, you put them up to your mouth, you go dirter.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
DeGallery has come to Bryan College Station. What does that mean? It means that if you want to have a memorable evening with friends or maybe coworkers and create your own masterpiece while enjoying a fine cup of coffee or wine, DeGallery is the obvious choice. If you want to organize an art show, presentation for a new book or a song, or just have a nice party in an atmosphere of art, then try DeGallery. If you want to help your kids develop creativity and a sense of beauty, then bring them to DeGallery. DeGallery has step-by-step classes for art for kids and adults so they can create their own work of art, and you can do it too. And again, you can do it as a group with your coworkers or family and friends. You can have creative parties there, and you can exhibit works of art. It's DeGallery. If you'd like some more information, they've got a website. It's DeGallery, DeGallery.us. They're located in the shopping center that's fronted by Golden Corral right there on University. They're on the back side of that shopping center. They'll have their ribbon cutting at 11:30 this Friday, and then they'll have a presentation that evening at 7 o'clock. If you'd like reservations, online reservations are available. Plus, they've got a fax page so you can learn more about it. It's DeGallery, DeGallery.us.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's the weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net. 727, here's the weather for you. Warm days next couple of days, probably about 90 or so, and then we do expect a change. 30% chance of showers on Wednesday night with a low of 68, and then a high that probably won't make 80 on Thursday. 40% chance of rain. Winds will be out of the west, then shift around to the north, gusting as high as 25 miles an hour. Cooler on Tuesday night with a low of 52, only 75 or so on Friday, and a low Friday night of 48. Right now, winds out of the south at 9, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 76 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, members of the drive-by media have to be the most distressed people in America. 3 weeks out from the election, new Washington Post ABC poll shows Hillary Clinton leads Trump by 4 points, four measly points, margin of error. The Post reports the poll was conducted during one of the most tumultuous periods of Trump's candidacy after the release of a video in which he spoke about taking sexual advantage of women and during a time when numerous women have accused him of sexual misconduct. Nonetheless, the controversy appeared to have had only a minimal impact on Trump support. In other words, we thought we had him this time. We made him out to be the next Bill Cosby. Timing was perfect. Same kind of October surprise we always use to destroy Republicans. We nailed Bob Dole to the cross and Herman Cain. We turned Ed Goody Two-Shoes Romney into a monster. If it wasn't for 9/11, we could have taken out Bush 43 like we did his dad. But no! Despite almost every woman on earth claiming Trump abused her, he's still within striking distance of Hillary. It's not our fault. The woman just can't close the deal. That's what they have to be saying. That's the Washington Post, New York Times, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, all the rest of the drive-bys have to be thinking that. Don't doubt me on this, folks. They're not acting like they have this election in the bag.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and another arrested after a two-vehicle collision last night around 8:30. 53-year-old Maria Ramirez of Bryan was traveling northbound in her Jeep Compass, exiting Highway 6 at Tabor Road, when a Ford F-150 pickup struck her vehicle head-on. The driver, 46-year-old Robert Spurger of Bryan, was traveling the wrong direction on the exit ramp. Ramirez died on the way to the hospital. Spurger was arrested for intoxication manslaughter and is currently being treated at a local hospital. Northbound and southbound lanes of Highway 6 were closed for about 5.5 hours. Can the money to pay for city government in Bryan be found without raising property tax rates and/or starting impact fees? That was among the questions asked of those running for mayor at last night's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Mary Kay Moore says she is not adverse to impact fees if it was the right thing to do.
If indeed there is an impact that is going to be of such proportions that someone's going to have to pay for that, I think we need to look at all avenues. Our city manager currently has put us in a very good position financially. I don't foresee property tax increases in the near future unless, of course, there is something specific coming down the pike that I'm not aware of.
Andrew Nelson put impact fees into context of the city's improving financial situation over the last 10 years.
We now have well over 100 days of our reserves. That's our target. 60 days is our policy. That's why we have one of the best ratings around. It's why we're able to save hundreds of thousands of dollars when we're doing financing work. And I think we should continue that. And I certainly don't think now is the time in Bryan to start doing impact fees that hit everybody, certainly our poor and people who are trying to get early housing.
You can hear comments from last night's forum online at WTAW.com. Also online, there are two videos of suspects accused of multiple vehicle burglaries early yesterday morning. The first video was taken on Skrivanik Drive off of East 29th Street. Personal items, tools, and a cooler were taken from 8 vehicles and/or toolboxes. Two men are seen breaking into the vehicles around 3 a.m. An hour later, a video shows two men walking in the area of Rustling Oaks, where 10 vehicles were burglarized. Personal items, tools, and two handguns were taken from vehicles or toolboxes. The two men are considered persons of interest. Bryan Police asks anyone with information about either video to contact them or Crime Stoppers. Bryan School Board members have extended the contracts of 4 principals into next year. That's part of the district's realignment, creating 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools and converting middle schools for 7th and 8th graders. The board last night decided to make no changes in building assignments. Cody Satterfield remains at Jane Long and Justin Smith at Sam Rayburn, which will become intermediate schools, and Brandon J. Rowe at Stephen F. Austin and Shannon McGeehee at Davila, which are the reconfigured middle schools. The board did not consider next year's principal assignments at Bryan's elementary schools, which will become kindergarten through 4th grade buildings. Texas teachers who are opposing school vouchers are getting some divine assistance. A group of 2,000 pastors are now lobbying against school choice. The Reverend Charles Johnson says it's a myth that vouchers will help low-income kids go to a school in a wealthy area.
That poor child, even if accepted, will not be able to be a part of the culture of that school, will not be able to be transported to that school.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made vouchers a priority this session. He'll be in San Antonio today for a rally at Holy Cross High. Mary Carmen Quiros Octaviano, a senior genetics major at Texas A&M, was scheduled to graduate this December. But on September 16th, the 21-year-old was murdered by her boyfriend. The Department of Biochemistry and Biophysics still wants to honor Mary Carmen at graduation.
Small consolation for the tragedy that occurred, but hopefully it'll bring some measure of pride, additional pride in the family.
Department head Gregory Reinhardt says final approval is still required, but the faculty senate supports the granting of a posthumous degree for Mary Carmen.
Happy to proceed with this course of action. Hopefully it'll um, like I say, it'll bring some sense of positive feeling to the family in light of this tragedy.
Reinhardt says Mary Carmen was in good standing with the department, and several professors spoke on her behalf. And despite low prices, the head of the Texas Railroad Commission is bullish on the Texas oil industry.
David Porter told the San Antonio Pipeliners that efficiencies in drilling have allowed production to stay relatively strong despite major cutbacks in manpower and new investment.
Despite the dramatic drops in prices and rig count, Texas crude and condensate production has stayed strong.
Porter, who's not seeking re-election and will retire at the end of the year, said it will take oil prices at $60 a barrel, which is not expected to happen before late 2017, before major investment and employment increases are seen. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthaw from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthaw, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, there you go. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sunshine develops today. It's an unusually warm day with a high of 90 to 95. We could set a new record for the date. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight. May have some areas of fog after midnight. Warm tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and breezy Thursday, but it's also a whole lot cooler. Highs on Thursday, only around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports and Aggie football, we'll take a look at game times for the next couple of weeks, including the game on October 29th when the Aggs return home and host New Mexico State. The Big 12 isn't expanding for now. We'll hear from Board of Directors Chairman David Boren. In the NFL, I've got your details on last night's Monday Night Football game. Also, we'll hear from Dak Prescott about whether or not he should get the starting QB job for the Cowboys. And the Cleveland Indians have a 3-0 lead over Toronto in the American League Championship Series. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, that's got to make the Rangers feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, Toronto getting crushed.
Mm-hmm.
After they did, too. So,
yeah. So it's not just the Rangers. It's the Indians. Yeah. The Indians are just good.
Yep, yeah. That's right. All right. So I got these tickets to this thing called the Texas Renaissance.
Ooh, I've heard good things about that.
I've been there once or twice, maybe even last weekend.
Okay. Yeah. So now what is the weekend this weekend?
This weekend for the Texas Renaissance Festival.
If only there were a way you could find out. Yeah. I know. Well, and the thing is, so how was it there with the warm weather last weekend? Everybody dressed in their...
I prefer it to be cooler.
Oh, sure.
When I go, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
This weekend's Pirate Adventure, by the
way. Oh, it's Pirate Adventure.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to be apparently cooler this weekend, so it might be good. But yeah, I went in regular clothes, which, you know, I like to dress up to go because it helps you kind of, you know.
Really?
Get into the fantasy of it.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. Okay. Yeah, you know.
You're one of those people.
Are you a member of the Society of Creative Anachronisms or no?
Not that. But
you don't do like the sword fighting and all that kind of stuff.
But when you go to the Renaissance Festival in plain clothes, you just feel like a tourist. You know what I mean? You're just walking around, just kind of like, I can't get lost in the adventure.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. Okay.
So.
All right. So if you want to get, quote, lost in the adventure and you haven't won before, 695-1620.
Oh, are we playing I Ain't Never Won Nothing?
Yeah.
All right.
It's for Sunday. It's for any Sunday, actually, not just this Sunday. But if you want to call in 695-1620, I'll give you 3 tickets. And because that way, maybe you'll have to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Creative marketing. 695-1620 for that.
Nicely done, yeah.
Thank you. Candied corn. You want to go there?
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
Well, you know, do you know what it is? I mean, that's the thing.
It's just sugar.
Not good.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Contrary to popular belief, candied corn is not made of plastic. Candied corn contains...
They're going
to
say made of corn.
Yeah. Well, it has corn syrup in it.
Technically.
Yeah. Vanilla flavoring, marshmallow coloring also, and artificial coloring all melted together, and then they... You know, and then they put a glaze of edible wax on it just to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else. Yeah.
So it is plastic.
I actually like the candy corn pumpkins.
Oh, you don't?
Yes, I do. I like those more than the candy
corn kernels.
Why?
Because they're bigger, they're larger, there's more to,
more to
chew on.
Know.
Is that it?
I don't know. But I've always just been a bigger fan of the candy corn pumpkins.
Yeah. Now, this part, I don't believe. This part is just a lie, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. It says candy corn does go bad. See, I don't believe that either.
Of course it doesn't go bad. Eventually it just becomes a doorstop.
Yeah,
you know?
It says after 9 months you should really toss it. Dentists hate it because its sticky consistency obviously makes it tough to remove from your teeth. A kernel of candy corn has 466% the amount of calories as a kernel of real corn. Just letting you know.
Oh, I was like about to say, where are you going with that?
Yep. Hey there, who's this? Wait. Now,
it's
who's
Dean
this?
Godby.
Who?
First name is D, last name is Godby.
All right, what do you do?
I'm semi-retired.
Well, there you are. In other words, you work when you want to. I got 3 tickets
for you.
Come by and get them, okay? All right, thanks. Hey, who's this?
Tony Montoya.
Tony Montoya. What are you doing today, Tony?
I'm going to work at Premier Properties.
All right. At Premier Properties? Is that what you said? All right. I got 3 tickets for you, man.
All right, thank you.
Yep, all right. You come by the Crystal Park Plaza, we got them. They're good for any Sunday. Who's this?
This is Christy Holstead.
Christy Holstead. Christy, I got 3 tickets for you for the Renaissance Festival on any Sunday, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Have you ever been before?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thanks. That's what we need to do is if we could get people who could swear they'd never been there before.
Yeah. Hey, someone texted in about Brad's lost in the adventure comment.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, Brad, if you drink enough beer, you can definitely get lost.
That is true. That is true.
Or you can get even lost in plain clothes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so doctors house calls.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors' house calls used to be one of the... Well, you can see them in old movies, you know.
Yeah.
But there is now an app for that.
Really?
Yep. Smartphone technology working to bring doctors right to our doors once again. NBC News says some smartphone apps startups are hoping to become kind of an Uber service for on-demand health care. The Dose app, that's spelled D-O-S-E, involves downloading an app, entering your address and payment information, and requesting, yeah, sure, just do that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Here, this is my address, and this is my credit card information.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's
my
fine.
Bank account, everything.
That's right. If you want to do that, that's fine. You enter your address and the payment information, and then you request the time that you want the doctor to visit. An appointment with Dose costs a flat fee of $99. The provider can diagnose and treat you and dispense medications right at your home, even saving time for people who can't get to the pharmacy.
Huh.
So do they carry their medical certificate? Mm. You know, on a typical day, doctors go to patients' homes through the Dose app, treat all sorts of urgent primary care problems, including urinary tract infections, colds, small cuts. They can even provide patients with IV fluids. There are dozens of other new medical provider on-demand apps available in the country. Mend in Dallas, M-E-N-D, Heal in San Francisco, and PagerIn in New York City all offer at-home visits. The downside? Not all house calls are covered by insurance. Aha!
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And critics worry that the level of care may not be comparable to being treated at doctor. Oh, you think?
How do you vet these people? You know what
right.
I mean? No pun intended.
Like, hey, do you have something I can clean this scalpel with before I cut you? With
oh,
it?
Yeah, I've got a bottle of vodka.
Here, let me do that.
But, you know, for people who are maybe terrified of doctor's offices or hospitals, they're willing to make the risk or take the risk.
Their surroundings are such that they'd be comfortable at home.
Right. Or if they're like really, if they're so sick, they just can't get out of bed.
Or if they're just super famous
really
and they don't want to risk going out in public with their ailments.
But if they don't if they don't bring a black leather satchel with all their stuff in it, I'm not gonna. I don't want
them. They gotta have the traditional doctor bag.
Yeah,
they can't be doing something else. They can't come in with a backpack. You know what I'm saying? You can't be taking your medical supplies out of a backpack. But nonetheless, we'll see how that goes. That, you know, not so much the same as grocery shopping, okay, online, but finding a doctor with an app. We'll see how that works.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Is your marriage boring? Now, boredom isn't usually thought of as a serious marital problem, but make no mistake, it can devastate a relationship. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Remember when you and your spouse first dated? Back then, you didn't need a whole list of things to do. The relationship itself was the important thing, and it was enough that you were simply together. But after the wedding, something changed. Life settled into a routine, as it always does, and over time, the excitement that once burned in your relationship slowly fizzled out. Every marriage has a case of the yawns now and then, but boredom left unchecked can easily take over in a relationship, and that's when the trouble starts. A bored couple will eventually grow apart and wind up living together like roommates instead of husband and wife. He'll have his life, and she'll have hers. Even worse, a spouse who feels their marriage has grown stale may look outside of the relationship for excitement. A couple's lifeless gray marriage can sparkle with new color if they learn to reconnect emotionally. A good start is to find activities you both enjoy doing together and do them. It's also important to break out of your own world and enter into your spouse's. Rediscover where their interests lie. And just remember, it's not simply about doing stuff. It's about reconnecting your hearts and coming alive with one another again. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Touchdown.
These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom White Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from in the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom White Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag. Plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 7:52. Well, the Aggs, of course, take on number one Alabama this Saturday, October 22nd at 2:30 p.m. in Tuscaloosa. Pregame is at 1:30 p.m., and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. But the game times have also been announced for the SEC games on October 29th. The Aggs will host New Mexico State at 6:30 p.m., pregame's at 5:30, and you can catch it on the Zone and WTAW as well. Elsewhere in college sports, the Big 12 conference presidents have decided to pass for now on expanding from the current 10 members. The decision came after a six-hour meeting yesterday. Here's OU president and chairman of the Big 12 Board of Directors, David Boren.
We decided after very thorough discussion that we would remain at 10 members. We committed ourselves to that proposition and each other, and along with that discussion and that decision to remain at 10 members at this time. Also, there were very, very strong series of commitments and comments made by every single member of the board, every single president representing our institutions, of our very strong commitment to the Big 12.
The Big 12 spent the last 3 months analyzing possible expansion options. Big 12 officials, of course, held interviews in September with Air Force, BYU, Central Florida, Cincinnati, Colorado State, Connecticut, Houston, Rice, South Florida, SMU, and Tulane. Meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott is blasting the Big 12 and saying it should apologize for how it handled the expansion proposals. Abbott had been a vocal booster of adding Houston to the conference and online last night suggested the conference had, quote, shanked its future. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says he doesn't expect injured quarterback Tony Romo at the team's lone practice on Wednesday during its bye week. Garrett fielded repeated questions about Romo's status yesterday as the chatter grows about whether or not Romo will get his starting job back from rookie Dak Prescott. Here's Prescott's take on whether or not he should be the starter.
I'm just trying to give my team a chance to win week in and week out. That's not my call. My, I guess you can say, purpose in this whole deal is just to make sure I'm prepared each and every week and make sure those other guys around me are ready to win come Sunday.
The Cowboys next take on the Eagles Sunday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. On Monday Night Football.
First and second down, they're going to run it. Left side, David Johnson across the 45. Great move to the right at the 50. Cuts back to the left at the 40. He's loose at the 30. He's at the 20, the 10. The streak ends. The Cardinals finally score in the first quarter. It's a David Johnson 58-yard touchdown run.
David Johnson rushed for 111 yards and three touchdowns as the Arizona Cardinals silenced the visiting New York Jets 28-3. Carson Palmer returned after missing one game with a concussion, but but he left with a strained hamstring in the fourth quarter after throwing for 213 yards and a touchdown. The 1-5 Jets gained just 230 total yards and finished without quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was benched in favor of Geno Smith after throwing an interception late in the third quarter. Also in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't set a timetable for the return of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. He underwent surgery yesterday to repair the meniscus in his left knee one day after he was injured in a loss to Miami. Backup Landry Jones will take the snaps with the starters this week and is expected to start Sunday against New England. In Major League Baseball,
swung on and there's a high fly ball. This one's hit to deep left center, way back, home run Napoli. Tribe in front 2-1. Wow, if Napoli starts to light it up, then he's now 2-for-2 tonight. Look out.
The Cleveland Indians have a 3-0 lead in the AL Championship Series after their bullpen tossed 8 1/3 innings to lead a 4-2 victory at Toronto. The Indians went through 6 relievers once starter Trevor Bauer had to leave the game due to a cut on his pinky finger of his pitching hand. Jason Kipnis broke a 2-2 tie with a solo homer in the sixth after Mike Napoli supplied a solo shot and an RBI double in his first two at-bats. The Blue Jays have produced just 3 runs and 17 hits in the series. Meanwhile, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts has named Julio Urias his starting pitcher in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series against the Chicago Cubs Wednesday in Los Angeles. Urias is 5-0 since the All-Star break, but he's never thrown more than 100 pitches in a Major League game. Roberts said he plans to start Kenta Maeda in Game 5. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background, and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving 2 terms as mayor pro tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, treasurer.
Howdy, Ags. This is Michelle at Texas Country Catering. It's time to think about scheduling your holiday parties. Here at Texas Country Catering, we can take your gathering to another level with our made-from-scratch foods. Our food is homemade from our Czech family recipes. Call me now at 979-229-1709. Again, that's 979-229-1709. Or go to our website at texascountrycatering.com. From large banquets to small family gatherings, my family is ready to serve you the food that is truly a step above.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
About a minute till. Good morning. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Legos. Legos. Everybody knows Legos.
Everybody loves Legos.
You
remember,
until you step on one.
I was
going to
say, you remember the last time you stepped on one of those in your bare feet? Okay. But think about this. Legos are gross. They're filthy. I mean, they're on the floor. Kids put them in their mouth. They right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to clean them every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
PowerWow, PureWow.com says here's what you do. Get those things. Like, do you have a delicates bag for laundry? You know, the mesh stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Just dump them in there.
There
okay?
you go.
Stick them in there. Run them in the light wash if you want to. Or you could put them in the dishwasher. Probably that would work just fine. They come out clean and germ-free. At least for a little while until you need to do it again. But that's today's helpful hint,
there
Mom.
We go. Nice.
Or Dad, if you're the one who's in charge of cleaning up the Legos. All right, here we go. It's going to be hot for the next couple of days.